Welcome everyone to the Everlasting Gospel Podcast. My name is Duran Henriquez.
And I'm Sean, Sean Edwards. And we're just here tonight to continue speaking about the goodness of Jesus Christ.
Amen. So before we begin, as normal, will you join us with a word of prayer? Our gracious, loving Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to not only be here amongst each other, but to speak about you, to think about you, and to spread your true love that you have for each one of us. May your spirit be amongst us here and to the listeners abroad. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, what exactly do you understand the word revelation to be? As given by God, we know that if we all turn in our Bibles to Revelation chapter 1, I believe if we read verse 1, we get a little bit of an understanding. So we want to break this down and just talk about it for a moment. My brother, are you there?
I am.
Can you go ahead and read that for us?
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the word of God says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant, John."
So right off the bat, simply the revelation is that of none other than Jesus Christ himself.
And that is correct, my brother. And as we read that first verse is intense. Let us go back. It says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew," listen now, everybody, "to shew unto his servants," plural. Why did I bring that out? Because as you go down in the same verse, he said, "And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant," singular, "John." So the revelation of Jesus Christ is for the servants of God in the end of time.
Amen. The thing that kind of drew me in at that very first portion of this verse was it's the revelation of Christ which God had given to him. Was it not God that sent his only begotten son to the world? We know if we turn to John and we go to chapter 3. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the word that the majority of the world knows can quote it by heart. John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Actually, that's very deep. And me personally, as I read John chapter 3, verse 16, I read the partner of verse 16, and that's verse 17. Mm-hmm. For it goes on to say, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That is potent, because if you notice, it never signified a set of people, or the Jews, or the Catholic, or the Seventh-day Adventist, or the Methodist, or the Baptist. It says that "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world," so the gospel, or better yet, the Son of God, is for the world, not just a particular people.
Amen. And it's as you continue to dig deeper with each verse, and even looking at the contextual sense of, see, a lot of people, as you said, leave off 17. we can quote, we can remember, we can say John 3:16, but we leave off 17. It's a very important point about the condemnation of the world. Many Christians or many a people like to say, well, I don't like God because he's all about judgment, at least the God of the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. But this aspect of condemnation, God came to this world to save it, not a set of people, as you stated. It wasn't about, you know, Adventists or Jews or, you know, Gentiles, however you want to call it. It was truly for the world.
Amen.
So when we go back to Revelation chapter 1, and our initial discussion was about what is this revelation? And it's that God had sent his son to save it. But actually, he didn't just give it to one person.
Amen. He actually gave it to the world. And in this end, if you read Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, he's giving the revelation of Jesus Christ to his servants so that his servants can actually take the message of Jesus Christ to the world.
Amen. Amen.
So therefore, if we continue to break this down, that most of us fear reading the book of Revelation, or it's a hard book to read. But if we put it in its context that God gave his son to the world, we would recognize that in the very message of the revelation is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, I know we have plenty of conversations, but you have brought out that there's definitely an area within John chapter 17.
Absolutely.
You want to go ahead and read that for everybody?
Absolutely. John chapter 17, verse 3. The word of God says this, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Wow. What can we say about that verse? So once again, brother, if you go back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, whatever the revelation of Jesus Christ is, it breaks it down in John chapter 17, verse 3, that it is about eternal life.
Wow. And when you truly look at it, it is the eternal life aspect, the saving of mankind.
Amen.
It's the salvation issue. It's the concept that Christ came here to save. That's why in Matthew 1:21.
Exactly.
It was that she shall bring forth a son, and she shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins and not in them. This is where, yes, as you said, brother, I run into so many people. Revelation is a book of symbols and beasts and just prophecies, and we're not supposed to understand. It's a sealed book. It's sealed. We can't understand it. But the very first verse,
yes,
when you take and you break down the word revelation, the revealing.
Absolutely.
This reveals Christ.
And as it reveals Christ, you have to go back to John chapter 3 and John chapter 17. When you go back to John chapter 3, "For God so loved that he gave." When you go back to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it's because he gave so he can save mankind. Save mankind for what? To go to John chapter 17, verse 3, so that they can receive eternal life. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. So the book of Revelation is not scary. The book of Revelation is not hard to understand. Because if you understand the character of the Father, if you understand the character of the Son, you would recognize one thing and one thing only. Both of them are there for one reason, to save you and I. Amen. From our sins.
Amen. Definitely. And one aspect that really, when you read John 17, verse 3, that part of and this is life eternal, that they may know thee. See, this brings up a couple of different points. You can go all the way back to Genesis. When Adam knew his wife, what is that knowing? And when you take a look at the conceptual aspect of what God gives us symbolization and understanding for from Adam knowing his wife, but at the same time, when Christ himself says that I know thee not, what does this know? Because that's an aspect that's brought out here. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee. Is it just a intellectual understanding?
Actually, it's actually a personal relationship. It's to know that person personally, not on the surface, but deep down on the inside. And it's the same word, K-N-O-W, that was used there. It's the same word that is used in the Genesis. Now, one of the things that I wanted to bring out, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, is what Job said in Job chapter 22, verse 21. It says, acquaint now. When you acquaint yourself with someone, right, you're actually knowing this individual. It said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. So basically, God wants us to know. God wants us to acquaint. And beloved, as we do this, this is the highest education that any one of us could ever receive upon this planet, to know God personally.
Amen to that. We need to acquaint ourselves, and we need to do this daily.
Amen.
It's a renewing.
Amen.
So as we go through the rest of the day, as we go through the rest of our time, let us continually keep in mind that God not only set forth the entirety of the scriptures for us to know him, he's given each one of us time literally
Amen.
To spend that with him
Amen.
So that we may acquaint ourselves Amen. And truly gain eternal
Amen.
Life.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
So until the next time we meet and have a discussion where we can bring out more truths from the lovely scriptures, what we want to do is go ahead and close with a word of prayer. Brother, would you mind closing in prayer?
Yeah, let us pray. Gracious Father, we are thankful that you brought us here and you are able to speak through us to your people. May each one of us realize that every book in the Bible, Father, is about knowing you. Mm-hmm. Every book in the Bible points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every book of the Bible have the gospel written all over it. And what is the gospel? It is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the truth in which we heard this night, we may hide it in our hearts and be changed by it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So again, until next time, friends, blessings.